Please be seated. Some might say it was an affair to remember. Those from a later generation might claim When Harry Met Sally. But tonight, we see clearly that the greatest love story ever told is the one made real tonight. This is the eternal love story. It is the love that preceded the dawning of creation. This is the love whispered by the timeless word into the darkness. This is the love that called all things into being. Without this love, nothing would be. This love, of course, which I speak of, is God's love for us. Timeless, eternal, spoken to us through creation, proclaimed by the prophets throughout the ages, this love of God is as real for us tonight as it was 2014 years ago, when this love became flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. There is nothing we humans want more, is there, than to be sought after, to be claimed, to be loved. There was nothing more that young Sarah wanted. She was only 9 years old, but already she had that longing to be sought and loved. Playwright Sean Hurley tells her story in the play Adam's Motion and the Void. Sarah's real dream, he writes, was for a pen pal. So there was a time when she and her father got serious. They sent out a few hundred balloons, all with different notes and with their home address. And she folded them up and put them into the balloons and was very watchful. Her father got one of those helium tanks. It was his job to fill up the balloons and to tie those strips of vinyl string around them. But they never heard back. Sarah wasn't really upset about this, only that she wasn't going to have the little experience she hoped for, because secretly, she hoped for some kind of a boyfriend. Even on paper, a thing of love letters. Sarah and her father spent a lot of time thinking about the someone on the other side of the balloon. This little boy opening it up and reading the note. And they pictured him sitting down at his desk to write her back. She liked to call him Charlie. At night, Sarah's father would lie down on the floor beside her, and they would say goodnight, and then she would say, "I wonder what Charlie will write." And her father would pretend he knew. "Dear Sarah," he would tell, "I was out walking in the woods, which is my favorite thing to do, and I saw a balloon stuck way up in a tree. I had to climb way up, but I love climbing trees. The balloon popped when I grabbed it, and I was happy that there was a note in it. I was so excited because I always love secrets like this, like treasure maps. So I read your note way up in the tree, almost at the top. If you send more balloons, I'll get those messages too. And I'll write you back. And maybe someday we can go on a walk together in the woods. And I'll keep all the popped balloons with me. So if we ever meet, that's how you'll know. Love, Charlie." It is this kind of longing, sorrow's longing, that we know so well. That desire to be sought after and claimed and loved, that someone might find us worthy to climb way out on the end of a limb for our sake. Too often, we tell ourselves that we don't deserve such love. We search ourselves and find our faults, all that we lack, all the ways we fall short. We are so good at finding fault. But tonight, it is undeniable that we are beloved. For tonight, this love which we so seek finds us. Tonight, this timeless word of God becomes flesh and lives among us. Talk about climbing out on a limb. Imagine how much God must love you to enter into the fragility and heartbreak of your human life. Imagine how much God must love you to become vulnerable to your pain and suffering. Imagine how much God must love you to risk all of this just to tell you how much you are loved. Yes, God seeks you out and claims you and loves you. God seeks you out in your very flesh. There is no hiding from God's love. God's love is as close to you as the breath you breathe, God's love song, your heartbeat. God's word of wisdom whispers within you. In the still of this night, listen. In the depth of your being, listen. And you will hear the greatest love story ever told.